Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham live. And right here in our operations area, on the clock, we have 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, and everybody behind me is getting geared up for a system that's headed for the northern Gulf Coast. Let's look at it a little closer. On satellite here, well, it's a little disorganized, a broad level of low pressure. And actually, we've got several different aircraft in there from the Hurricane Hunters. The NOAA aircraft leaving Lakeland, Florida, is in there. And also from Keesler Air Force Base, the Air Force is in there trying to find the center. And talking to Jack just a little bit ago in the background, multiple centers. There's all sorts of swirls associated with this storm. So really important to really think about this for a second. This is our track. This is the official forecast. I just want to urge everybody, don't necessarily concentrate just on this track, because depending on what center ends up being the center, this can jump a little bit. This forecast could change. So it's so critical that we talk about those impacts and the hazards associated with this, irregardless of development, irregardless of exactly where the landfall is. Heavy rain, storm surge, all those impacts are imminent in a lot of locations. So currently, the timing of this, we're looking at some development during the day today, possibly looking at a tropical storm or even a hurricane before we make landfall. And we do have the hurricane watch along the Louisiana coast. So let's look at some of those impacts, because we have to spend time looking at some of this. The rainfall forecast is quite a bit. We have values that could stretch into 10 inches, even 15, you know, even up to 18 in some areas in these purple areas. So that's a lot of rainfall. So you have to be very careful. You go back in time. The last 3 years, 83%. Of fatalities in these tropical systems has been indeed inland flooding, and over half of those in automobiles. So let's talk about it now. Let's talk about getting ready. You don't have to be just in a flood zone to be able to get some of these flooding rains and those impacts. So let's get ready for this. So anywhere along the Mississippi coast, over even to Mobile, those rain bands get set up and sit there for a long time. You start getting rain bands for hours and hours and hours. The rainfall piles up. Another way to look at this, I think, is important to show. We have a high risk of some of those flooding conditions in areas around Louisiana. But look how far we stretch to even a slight risk. Anywhere along the Alabama coast throughout Louisiana, any of these areas could get some of these dangerous flash flooding rains. And that's what we got to be extremely careful about. So it's not just the rain. It's also looking at the storm surge in areas around Louisiana. We have a storm surge watch for these areas. Some of these values, you know, that really means we're getting greater than 3 foot of storm surge, 3 to 6 foot possible. We're watching this real close, anywhere from the mouth of the Mississippi River here up to the mouth of the Pearl River, and even over to central portions of Louisiana could see some of these values. And as a result, listen to those local officials. I can't urge that enough. So you got the rainfall, you got the storm surge in and around Plaquemines Parish along the Mississippi River could have some very dangerous flooding. Listen to those local officials. I can't say it enough. If they tell you to leave, you have to get out. There's no sense being there if it's going to be this dangerous. So as a result, regardless of development, let's focus on the dangers, the hazards, and that's going to be water. Let's try to stay safe. So this has been Ken Graham here at the operations area at the National Hurricane Center.